Hi there. Welcome to the Agency Toolkit Podcast, a podcast where we discuss stories, strategies, and techniques to help you build a successful and profitable digital marketing agency. Our episodes contain inspiring conversations with CEOs and entrepreneurs and leave you with actionable tips, ideas, and strategies you can implement into your business today. We are happy to have you with us. So grab a cup of coffee, sit back, and get inspired.
Hello, and thank you for tuning into today's episode of the Agency Toolkit. I'm your host, Julia McLaughlin. I am here today with my guest, Kaushik Prakash of Valio Legal Marketing, and today we are going to be discussing a couple topics. First, we are talking about building a personal brand to generate inbound leads, and we will also be discussing using video outreach to generate sales calls. Kaushik is a co-founder and director of Valio Legal Marketing, a legal marketing agency that specializes in helping small and mid-sized law firms generate high-quality leads through SEO, content marketing, and paid advertisements. Kaushik is also the host of the Legal 2 Cents podcast. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
So let's dive into a couple questions so that we can get to know you a little bit. So tell us, where are you tuning in from today?
I'm originally from India, and I am in India right now as well. So I used to live in Korea. I did like my schooling there. I was there for around 7 years.
Okay.
I used to work at a law firm as a digital marketing manager. So that's how, you know, I got really into my industry.
Yeah.
But then, you know, COVID happened. I was let go. So I was like, all right, you know what? A lot of law firms need help with their digital marketing, especially, you know, the post-COVID world.
Yeah.
So I moved back, started my agency with my business partner / best friend, Ethan. And yeah, here we are right now.
Very cool. And what would you say motivates or inspires you?
It's hearing back from my clients really motivates me. It's like them seeing progress with their business. So they come to me with a specific problem and they say, hey, look, we really need help. And they take the insights that I give them and working with them and seeing the results. I think it really motivates me to see them, you know, grow and actually make significant changes to their life as well.
That's awesome. And so how did you get into digital marketing originally? Is that what you went to school for in Korea?
Oh, not really. So, I grew up in India for like 17 years. And well, as an Indian, I'm either supposed to be a doctor, engineer, or a lawyer.
Yeah.
And so I chose one of those and I became an engineer. So I always had a thing for cars. So I entered university. I did like my program in mechanical engineering.
Yeah.
And then like a couple of years into uni, I was like, all right, I like owning cars better than building them. And I realized engineering wasn't really the fastest way to get to my goal.
Right.
And at the same time, this I'm talking around like 2014, Instagram was like really started to like take off in the West.
Mm-hmm.
And usually these trends take like 2 to 3 years to get to the East. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to ride this trend and make money off of it. And I was drinking and partying a lot with my business partner, Ethan. And I was like, hey, you know what? If I'm going to spend my money in these bars and restaurants in Seoul, might as well make money from them. So I knew a lot of owners. I started pitching like Google, Facebook, and Instagram ads to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I was making like $500 a piece. I had like 5-6 clients. And can you imagine a 20-year-old kid with like $3,000 a month? So that was really good, but
yeah.
Super stressful. Like I literally had no time to do stuff. But yeah, then I wanted to do other things. So I started like a drop shipping store because that was a trend in 2017.
Yep.
And yeah, I started diving into like a bunch of stuff and we started like a couple of blogs and those do really good. So we're around like 200,000 monthly visitors and
oh, cool.
That became really good. So that's how I got into like SEO. And after that, I wanted something different. It was getting like repetitive. So one of my cousins, a lawyer, well, she's Indian too, so she's a lawyer.
Yeah.
So I went to her and I was like, hey, what do I do? She's like, why don't you work in a law firm? So I started applying for marketing positions at small and mid-sized law firms,
mm-hmm.
got in, and yeah, it was really good. And here we are right now.
Awesome. And then, so you got laid off at the start of COVID and then you just decided to take advantage of the situation and then go on your own with your best friend. Is that right?
Exactly. So we always knew we wanted to start our own businesses because for me, like financial freedom was like a big thing. And
yeah.
I don't like answering to bosses because that's that's been my personality. And my parents hate me for that, for me not listening to them when I was younger. I guess, you know, I double down on what I'm good at, basically. So, yeah, at the time I was working at the law firm, I was having conversations with other marketing and BD managers and law firms around the world. Okay. And they all seem to have like a common problem of, hey, COVID happened. We used to go to marketing events before and network there. And now we don't know what to do. So they had trouble navigating this digital world. So they started realizing the importance of content marketing, but they didn't know how to do content marketing. So they just started writing articles, spending hours every week and not seeing results and getting burnt out. So I wanted to, you know, actually help them reach their audience properly and generate casework from them.
Okay. Very cool. So let's delve into our topic now. And to start, let's talk about building a personal brand to generate inbound leads. So how did you get started building your personal brand and what did that entail?
So one of the things I wanted to do, I'm in the B2B industry, and especially when it comes to like SEO. So there's literally zero barriers to entry. Anyone can get started and provide it as a service. And as a result, a lot of law firms were getting, you know, they were paying these marketing agencies for SEO and they failed to produce them results. And one of the ways that I wanted to set myself apart was to like build my brand. And I realized a lot of the marketing agencies, when it came to positioning, it was just them pitching businesses, and they pitched to like 10,000 businesses and they get on the phone with like three or four. I'm just making numbers up here, but I liked it when I had leverage and when people came to me. So they were more educated about what I had to offer, how SEO can actually help them, and they could see the results I've got for other clients like them.
Yeah.
And they could make an educated decision, basically. And price, like price is one of the important things, right? So I charge like a retainer model. So I charge minimum like six and 12 month contracts. And with the price, I don't want them to be like, hey, look, you're too expensive. So they know what I do, what I can do for them. So the sales cycle is way shorter and I have more leverage to charge the price I want.
Okay. Interesting. And then, so would you say that's how you were able to translate your building your personal brand into sales, was, you know, just being really upfront with what you offer and then offering a very reasonable price?
That could be it. So price, I don't talk about a lot of price because I do give them a ballpark, but it's more of what I can do for them. But when I first got started, I think that's our next topic we're going to talk about, is so my brand wasn't that established, right? So I had to like reach out to people to like build my brand. So I think that's equally important. But yeah, being authentic, one of the things I promote about myself and my business is being authentic, having like open communication. It's like, hey, if something's wrong, you have to tell me. And it goes both ways, because at the end of the day, we have a common goal that we're trying to achieve. And like not having that proper communication is not going to like, you know, get us there.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Do you have any tips for building an effective personal brand overall?
First off, I want to say that choose the platform wisely, because I think some advice that is going on in this internet world is that you have to build your brand on every single platform. And that's not the, in my experience, it's not the ideal approach. You have to figure out where your ideal clients are and just try to build it there. So if someone's listening is in the e-commerce space, LinkedIn, so I'm only on LinkedIn. So because that's where most B2B businesses are and decision makers are. So I think that's the right platform for me. But if you're in e-commerce, maybe Instagram or Facebook is better for you. So figure out where your audience are, then focus on that. And second would be always have a blog, because that's what generates traffic for your website. And that is like, so build your brand on one social media platform and you don't want to rely too much on that. So always build your blog so that you can own your traffic, get them to the email newsletter. Okay. And I think my tips would be like a little bit platform specific. So for if I were to give tips for LinkedIn, let's say, it's to like optimize your LinkedIn profile. So basically think of your LinkedIn profile as a landing page rather than a billboard, right? So that's what most websites tend to do and LinkedIn profiles tend to do. I think a lot of people use LinkedIn as like an online resume. It's like, hey, I went to this school. I did X, Y, Z, and that's it. But you have to put yourself in your client's shoe. As soon as they land on your profile, what do they want to see? Like, you have to talk about the problems that they're facing, how you can exactly help them. And social proof goes a long way. So have the right recommendations and testimonials on your profile.
Yeah, those are all really great tips. That's awesome. Why is it important, do you think, to have a well-established personal brand in addition to your business's brand?
So when I talk with like a lot of law firms are usually a B2B business and they're mostly faceless. So I want to place some importance on this. So when people interact with, I'm in the legal industry, so I'm going to use that as an example here. It's like when they interact with a law firm, they have no idea who's behind that firm. So they see it as a business, but people do business with people they know. So
yes,
it's not B2B, it's more of P2P, right? It's like a person doing business with another person. If your brand does have an identity, that's great. And you're showing your culture, it makes it more attractive for people want to work in your firm or like your business as well. But at the same time, people want to know about you. Like if you're the director or founder, they want to know about you. What do you like? What are you passionate about? Why are you doing this? So people want to know, they want to connect with you on a personal level before they make a, you know, a decision working with you. So I think building a brand for your business, it's fantastic. You should absolutely do it. But at the same time, you should put equal importance on building your personal brand as well.
Yes, I love that. That's, yeah, great advice. Well, we're going to pivot here. And I know you have used video outreach to generate sales in your business. So could you share a little bit more about this with us?
Okay. So when it comes to LinkedIn, so to the listeners who use LinkedIn actively, you probably got pitched a million times as soon as you connect with someone. It's like,
yes.
So when I connect with someone, they send me a connection request. I'm like dreading, oh my God, there's a sales pitch incoming.
Yeah, and exactly.
90% of the time I am correct. And I'm like, oh, God damn it. Why did I even connect with that person in the first place? So in this world of automated messages, I really like to personalize. So when I connect, so my target audience, if I had to put it, would be decision makers. And so it would be partners, directors, if it's a small size firm, mid-size firm, it's BD and marketing managers, right? So when I follow them first and see what they post and I engage with them so that they know they're aware of me, then I connect with them. So I'm like actually trying to build a relationship with them rather than seeing them as a sales number.
That's a good strategy. Yeah, I like that.
That's very important because like you need to build personal relationships. That should be the end goal when it comes to social media. It's not,
yes,
okay, if you generate business from it, great, but you building personal relationship with them goes a long way. Because
absolutely,
most of the clients I get right through is referrals from them, because I built a relationship with them. They know that I do good work. So they see what I offer, my communication level, how my experience has been with working with others. They have a chat with them. They're like, hey, okay, Kaushik's a good bloke. Let's put him like more in touch with more people. So yeah, that's been infinitely better than just me going, hey, you want SEO, content marketing, or stuff like that. So avoid the salesy approach and actually try to build a relationship with them, engage with their content, add, if they make a post and you have something valuable to add, let them know that instead of just, if they put their achievements, just saying, hey, congrats, XYZ. That's like very generic. There's no value addition.
Yeah.
So yeah, try to personalize as much as you can. That's my, if I had to summarize it, number one advice would be. And then connect with them and don't just be like, put a sales pitch right after you connect with them. That is, oh my God, I even now I like dread opening connection requests on LinkedIn because I'm like, oh my God, please don't pitch to me.
I know.
But yeah. So, and what I do is I see, I like to personalize a lot of things. I connect with them like maybe a week or two later. Mm-hmm. I saw something that they posted. So I literally take out my phone. I start recording and I say, hey, look, I talk about that topic. And I'm like, hey, if you ever considered investing in SEO, content marketing, or paid ads, I'd be more than happy to have a chat. It's nothing like, oh, I'm running an offer, limited time offer, or nothing like that. It's mm-hmm. like, hey, I like what you posted. Keep posting that. I love to see more about topics in this area. So, and yeah, keep up the great work. If you want to have a chat, I'd be more than happy to. It's just you talking to your buddies. That's how the conversation should be.
Yeah.
And the first time I did it, I used to, like, I'm pretty extroverted. So for me, it wasn't too bad getting in front of a camera. But I was like, oh my God, I hope I don't get blocked by them. Because I was like, all right. They seem pretty cool. So I actually want to build a genuine relationship with them.
Yeah.
And then they got back. They were like, hey, thank you so much for this message. Like, I've never received one. And yeah, I will definitely keep you in mind. Now, you know that. So I've even had people, like when I sent them a video message, one guy, so he was a BD manager. He's mm-hmm. like, hey, can I use this video message as an example and show it to my boss so that when he like connects with like other lawyers, he can use this as a template. And I'm like, oh yeah, go for it. That's awesome.
That's so, yeah, so cool.
That's like a good boost for me.
Yeah.
To know that, all right, it's working and just keep at it. It is time consuming, but if you had to look at like, oh, I hate this word, like an ROI, I think long-term, the payoff is amazing.
Yeah. Okay. So, so how long are your videos normally? Like a few minutes long type thing?
Oh, not at all. Oh no. It'll be like 30, 40 seconds max. It's like,
okay.
Hey, James, I like the post that you did on SEO and it's great that you're seeing great results. And yeah, if you want any help, let me know. Have a great day. See ya. That's it. It's as simple as that.
Okay.
It's short. It's sweet. I don't want to take too much of their time and it's just, you know, leave a good impression. That's the goal there.
Great. Well, yeah, that's super helpful advice. I really like that. And I know the rates of opening a video over just opening like a salesy message are so much higher and it's just so much more engaging. So yeah, it's that's a really great strategy. I love that.
And sometimes though, like I follow certain people and if I see them using like a lot of memes in the comments, when they reply to comments, I send them like a good meme, which about like a particular topic.
Yeah.
And they really appreciate that. So I think it depends on how that person is. So you got to judge it. It's a hit or miss when it comes to memes, but if it hits, yeah, it's like a banger and you got to like I've had like good conversations with them about like just memes in general. So yeah,
great. I know. Way to build memes,
a personal memes are great.
Are an interesting one for sure. Yeah. Like I would love to test it on like a cold email campaign and just like see how it did. Cause I think memes are like, as long as it's a good one, it has like so much potential.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So interesting. Now, I know you have a podcast too. So what are your goals with your podcast?
So I started the podcast because Ethan, so my business partner, he loves podcasts. He's like always rambling about it. And he's like, hey, look, you got to listen to this one, that one. And I'm like, I'm not a podcast guy. I'm more of like a YouTube guy. I like the video element, but I was like, hey, you know what? Why not give it a shot? But then I wanted to see like what podcasts were there for like legal marketing. Mm-hmm. And most of them were way too formal. It was like they were suited up the length. So I'm controlling myself here because I'm on like someone else's podcast. But like when Ethan and I talk, it's just like two buddies talking. There's a little bit of swearing and we're drinking. So we wanted to change. So people want something that's casual. So they want to like learn something about marketing and just watch like two dudes, like just, it's like two dudes having some banter, right? It's just very casual. So we're like drinking, we're doing shots. And sometimes I'm like, hey, I got to go work out after having like four shots of tequila. So yeah, it's just like us living our lives and just have like people join us. And it seems to be doing really good because we've got some good, great feedback. So yeah, we just wanted something casual and at the same time wanted to educate our audience about things happening in digital marketing and how they can use these strategies to grow their practice.
Cool. Yeah, that's it. That's a cool strategy. So you've got that entertainment factor in there as well. Oh, yeah. And then you're educating people. So yeah, it sounds like an awesome podcast. I definitely have to check that out.
Thank you.
So where do you see Valeo Marketing in 5 years' time?
So right now, I like to consider ourselves like still small. Mm-hmm. And we want to be established. And so right now, our clients are in Australia, UK, and the US. I don't need to be physically in any location, but I want to see us be in like a couple more physical locations so that it becomes easier to like network. So Australia is one thing that's definitely in our minds because most of my network are from like Brisbane, Sydney, and okay. I want to like set up shop there. And yeah. I think it'll be really good. And the other one would be the UK. Because for a small country, there's a lot of law firms there, especially small and mid-sized law firms. So I think for Valeo's perspective, I think it's good to set it up there. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Eventually we'll get to the US, you know, start east, go west and finally end up in the US.
You're making your way there.
Yeah. Eventually, yeah. I'll be there one day.
That's awesome. I love that. Well, we are getting ready to wrap up here shortly, but first we have the Fast Five, which are five rapid fire questions. So first question, what is a book you've read that's made an impact on you?
If I stop talking, you'll know I'm dead. It's a book by Jerry Weintraub, because I think that I relate to that a lot.
I haven't heard of that.
That's a good one.
Okay.
Elvis Presley's manager, so yeah.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Very cool. And what does your morning routine look like?
Oh, I actually don't have a routine. I wake up pretty late. I wake up at 10:30, check my phone, and I work right next door. So I just get started.
Okay.
I don't have a routine.
Interesting. Are you like more of a night owl?
Oh yeah. I go to bed at like 2:33.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I know, I'm somewhere in the middle. I quite often work until like midnight, 1 o'clock. So yeah.
So I'll look at my family and my dad wakes up at 5:30 and I'm still up and he's like, oh, you're up too? And I'm like, yeah, I just didn't go to sleep.
That's so funny. Is there a CEO that you follow or study?
I want to say Elon Musk because he's very entertaining. But yeah, Gary Vee is pretty cool too. I like what he has to say.
Yeah. Okay, great. And what is your favorite online tool?
I don't know how to say it. Ahrefs? Ahrefs? That's one of my favorite.
Yeah, Ahrefs. Yeah.
Yeah. That's one of my favorite tools for – I pretty much use it every day. It's really interesting.
Nice. And last question, what's one thing you wish you had known when you began your career?
Things take time. You got to be aggressively patient. It's like take action, but you know that results do take time because only 20, especially in the B2B industry, only 20% are ready to buy my services at any given time. Mm-hmm. But when they are ready, build your brand enough to know that you'll be top of their mind.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Kaushik. It's been really great chatting with you.
Thank you for having me here.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Agency Toolkit. We hope you've learned something new that you can implement into your agency today. If you liked this episode, please subscribe to our podcast, and we'll see you next time.